Hey there, this is Dana Mills from the great state of Kansas. From the heart of rural America, coast to coast, and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome to this fifth episode, QA005. You'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA005. And today's question is a juicy one that many can relate to in network marketing. I know I certainly could. Hey, did you know that Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass Coaching is now open? You can visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Okay, so today's question is, how do I get over being worried about what other people think about network marketing and my decision to join a company? Oh, good one, huh? Well, like I said, I can relate to this question. I struggled immensely with this in the beginning, and actually even several years into my network marketing journey. And you know what? Most of it was made up stuff in my own brain and misinformation. Here's the thing. Sometimes when you start a network marketing business, you must be willing to accept a temporary loss of social status with some people. Oh well, can you shrug your shoulders and say, oh well? Remember this, other people's opinions don't pay the bills. More on this later, and a great comeback that you can say when people want to express their opinion. I've listened to hundreds of hours of interviews by entrepreneurs outside of network marketing, and do you know that most of them have gone through the exact same thing? When they wanted to buck the corporate system, take the entrepreneurial path, and so on, they got huge resistance from parents, family members, friends, and those who wanted to protect them from themselves. Think of Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad author. His poor dad, or his biological father, who wasn't poor, but he was, you know, working in the system, told him to go to school, work hard, get a good education, and get a good job with benefits. His rich dad, the father of a good friend, was an entrepreneur and encouraged him to chart his own course. Well, Robert ultimately decided to be an entrepreneur, and he met with huge resistance along the way and a lot of struggles and failures, successes, failures again, and ultimate success. And now we know, you know, he's a huge entrepreneur, highly successful, but he was met with resistance by his family who wondered what the heck he was thinking. Derek Halpern of SocialTriggers.com, he shares the story of charting his own course and starting an entertainment blog, which was not perceived as worthy by his parents and others. He made $25,000 his first month and $20,000 the second month, and his mom still asked him, when are you going to get a real job? And you know what? He ultimately listened and took a corporate job, stuck in a cubicle, paying $50,000 a year. So he traded what he had made in essentially 2 months for a cubicle and the same pay for 12 months. Crazy. Well, needless to say, he didn't stick with that. Adam Braun, a hugely successful entrepreneur, but more obscure, he shares the story of grabbing a steak off the plate of a junior partner in a consulting group he had just joined when she didn't eat it and the waiter was taking it away. And it was a large corporate dinner. Needless to say, the entire dinner group stopped and listened when she said to him, did you just take my steak? Well, of course, he was embarrassed and mortified, but what he learned from that lesson is go for what you want. Show others that you are your own person, confident and self-assured. Here's the thing. If you don't have a few enemies, you haven't really stood for something. Asking for permission is asking for denial. Who are you asking for permission from in this network marketing journey? Who are you even subconsciously asking for permission from? See, often when people ask if it's MLM, they're watching and waiting for your reaction. They want to see how you really feel about it. We worry about being judged by other people, but here's the deal. Even if someone passes judgment on you and your decision, it really doesn't last very long. People don't think about you nearly as much as you think they do. They don't think about it every time they see you unless you give them a reason to. We also tend to make things up about why people don't like network marketing or why they tell us no, or we assume that they won't be interested. My negative blueprint stems from my first experience as a 12 or 13-year-old when my uncle joined Amway and talked to my family about it. Now, I wasn't around for the whole conversation or wasn't paying attention, but what I remember is that my mom, who's his sister, and their other sister, they didn't have a lot of positive things to say about it. So what I made up in my mind is that network marketing is bad. I don't know why, but if you join a network marketing company, your family is going to talk about you. Now, interestingly, a few years back, I contacted my mom to ask about that whole experience and why they were so negative about it, and here was her response. It's not that I was negative about Amway or that business model. I just know that I'm afraid of sales, and I know that I would never be good at it, and I don't like people pushing their products on me, so I could never do that. Well, that gave me some great perspective. First, wow, the things that we can make up as a kid with only pieces of the story. And second, her perception is that she was having products pushed on her or would have to do the same. So either my uncle was too salesy of my mom, or she just made up her own scenario because she wasn't interested and couldn't just say, no thanks, good luck. Now, I do know that to be true about my mom, that our business model is not a fit for her. She's not particularly coachable, so even working her through all of that probably wouldn't happen. So there's a good lesson there. Know when to let go of other people. Now let's get back to other people's opinions and how those don't pay your bills. Do you seek other people's opinions about everything or other things in your life? Here's the thing. Not everyone is going to tell you yes, and you may hear a few no's before you get to some yeses as you pursue your business. But if you know this going in and you're prepared for it, then you'll be expecting to hear no from some who you're hoping will join you. Can you prepare for that now? Can you handle it if a few people say no? Here's one thing I can assure you. If you'll stick with your business, develop your business skills, and keep following up with those who you've talked to previously, many of those will come back and say yes at a later time. That's my story. I said no way before I ever said yes. But nothing had changed in the business, products, and compensation plan when I decided to say yes. What had changed was me. My life situation had changed, and I was now ready. Remember, other people can only affect you if you allow them to. Their opinion does not reflect on you, your company and products, or your decision. It's simply a reflection of them and where they are in their life right now. And if someone happens to be mean or nasty about it, well, then that speaks a bit to their character and their own insecurities, in my opinion. So think about that. You know, here's something that you can say when someone begins to offer their opinion about what you're doing without actually having seen the business overview or evaluated it. You know, you can't really have an opinion about what I'm doing if you haven't even seen what it is. If you would like to look it over and then give me an educated opinion, I would love to have that conversation with you. And then you just close your mouth. What can someone say back to that, really? The other important thing is that you don't want to assume that everyone is negative about MLM. Leslie Zahn, Donnie Walker, and many other top professionals had no negative blueprint. They were, in fact, fascinated with the business model. They thought it was just brilliant when they saw it. And Robert Kiyosaki, who I mentioned from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he's a huge fan and endorses it continually and has written several books around it. Now myself, Margie Alaprande, Mark Yarnell, and others, we had some preconceived ideas about it, and we had to overcome this in order to move forward. So you must decide for yourself what matters most. And as Mark Yarnell said to me, I think the real sacrifice is you have to be willing to trade impression management, which is stupid anyway and impossible to generate. You're trading impression management for the right to provide your family with the lifestyle they deserve. And it's amazing the number of people whose lives are horrible by their own admission, their own description, who will not do what I'm doing because they want to be able to manage the impressions that other people have of them in the community. But one thing I've learned, the money you make, or the more money you make, the more stature you've got in the community. But a lot of people don't want to do our industry because they're so afraid of what people will think of them. So, enough said there. Good luck. And don't forget, if you're looking for other training and coaching on how to deal with these type situations, socialmediabackstagepass.com is now open. That coaching program has all kinds of information like that. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.